So I'm talking to Willie Head, who's the farmer from Georgia and one of the claimants in the Pigford settlement who was not happy with the way the bona fide black farmers were treated in that settlement, including on issues like land loss. Willie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine so far.
Thanks. Let me just, I want to just talk to you briefly because Congressman Sanford Bishop has, responded to some of the charges that were in the videos that I put up when I interviewed you a couple of weeks ago. So I just wanted to ask you a couple of things about that for people who may be following it a little bit. First off, have you had a chance to watch the videos that he was responding to at all?
No, I hadn't had the opportunity, but I did read the article in the Albany Herald, and but I hadn't had a chance to view the video.
And you've talked to a couple of reporters, right?
Right, I talked to a gentleman from the Atlanta Constitution, and he had some questions for me also.
And so, I mean, the video clip basically was the one where you were talking about the meeting you had with Sanford Bishop where Eddie Slaughter had brought up the lawyer's fees and also the issue of fraud. And you said Sanford Bishop said, well, just repeat what he said. I don't want to put words in your mouth. It's up on the clip.
Well, in Columbus, Georgia, when we traveled to his office, we sat with him. It's been some time now, but we probably sat with him for an hour and a half. The question was asked, Eddie Slaughter asked him the question, asked the congressman the question, would he be interested in looking at the consent decree and looking at the situation and investigating the amount of money that the lawyers receive and the level of fraud that was going on in this process. And the congressman plainly told us, and I was sitting almost right across in front of him, that if that was done, that they would shut the entire process down. And we was kind of thrown back because we thought that was part of his duties was to make sure that the process went smoothly and correctly. But he plainly told us if he tried to investigate that, that the entire process would be shut down.
And did you get a sense of why he didn't? I mean, did you get any sense that he knew about money that was going to people who hadn't farmed or who just attempted to farm?
Well, I can't honestly say that I knew he knew, but when you refuse to investigate the subject of fraud, to find out if people were receiving money illegally, then it has to tell you something that he either know or he don't want to know. And he's sworn to uphold the Constitution of this United States that represented his constituents. And it's been fraud going on. And when we mentioned that to him, he should have took the opportunity to do exactly that, investigate the degree of fraud that was going on in this process.
Now, he made some statements about you guys, including he said, I don't know what they were imbibing, and he told that to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he said some other stuff too. He called Eddie disgruntled and sort of shook it off. I mean, do you have any feeling about the way he responded?
Well, first of all, I've never sit down and consumed anything, alcohol, or I had never had lunch with him. More or less alcohol, and we wasn't consuming anything. And everybody used that term disgruntled because that's the only way they can wiggle their way out of a situation by trying to turn the light on the ones that are being abused. And that's what Congressman Bishop is doing. He knows. We have never been able to get anything out of him. And he'll tell you, he have told us that 67% of his constituents were white. And what he didn't say was that you other 33%, I don't have to do anything for you all. He told us that to our face, that 67% of his constituents were white. So he was telling us that in so many, he didn't say it in words, but he was telling us, I don't have to do anything for y'all. So actually the congressmen have never ever did anything for the black farmer, for people of color in general in the district he represents. And we are land owners. We own land. We probably hold most of the wealth in the black community, but he refused to do anything for us.
Well, no, I mean, and just so people know, because I asked you this in the interview, but what's your political? Are you Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative?
Well, you know, I'm a member of the Democratic. I'm registered as a Democrat, but I vote for the individual that desire to do the right thing, whether he be Republican or Democrat. And as a matter of fact, General Colin Powell made that statement today when he was asked the question, would he vote for President Barack or would he vote for a Republican? And he made the same statement. He votes for whoever is best qualified for the position. And that's where I am. It doesn't matter if he's Democrat or Republican. If he's best suited for the position and best qualified, that's who I vote for, regardless.
Yeah, and I just want people to know that, because I mean, Eddie's a Republican, but I don't want people to go, well, maybe these guys are Republican and they're just trying to bash Sanford Bishop. I mean, you guys went to him looking for help, and you don't feel like you got it, right?
We didn't get it, and it's not a feeling. It's just we actually didn't get it. And see, I must remind you that I campaigned for him his first year in office, and to get him elected, I campaigned for him. He kissed my grandbabies. I was out 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning putting up signs for him, and to help him get elected. But we have never, as constituents of his district, received any help from him.
And I just want people also to know, because one of the other things that came up, and I haven't talked to you about this before, but, you know, one of the things that came up is people were sort of implying that the videos were biased, well, in some way, or that, because I'm working with Andrew Breitbart on this, but as you know, I mean, it was just me and you being in the interview. I didn't, that was it. I mean, do you feel like the interview that I did with you was fair and trying to get to the truth, or?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, nothing that you asked me, nothing that you explained to me was unfair. You're a man of integrity, and I respect that. You hadn't asked me anything that was biased or expected me to reply to anything that was biased. I'm saying this for the record. What everything I told you in that interview is the truth, and it comes from me. Willie Head, and I put my signature on it.
Well, really, you know, I really appreciate it, Willie, and you know, I felt, and people should know, too, I just want to mention this on the record, that it was a bit of a hardship. I mean, for you to come up, I drove down to where, close to where you were, but I know you've got a busy schedule and you're taking care of your grandkids, and you had to make a pretty long drive with your leg kind of busted up in order to do this interview. And I personally didn't like the stuff I saw Sanford Bishop saying about you, and I feel it's a case of a politician who's got power up against regular working people like you and not treating you fair. So, I mean, you know, I appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Well, the process is that he's the congressman, and we are mere farmers, and he feel like anything he says can subtract from my character. But the truth, it's always been power in the truth. That's what I was taught as a child, and that's what I read in my Bible. There's power in the truth. So he is an distinguished congressman, but nevertheless, I'm going to tell the truth. Sure, my leg is I have to have knee surgery, but I felt in my soul that it was a calling for me to do this, because there has been so many farmers, so many, been robbed of the land, been robbed of their homes, been robbed of their futures and their children's future, simply because we have elected officials that won't step forward and do the job that we elected them to do. And to have a busted knee is nothing compared to what the other farmers have lost in this process.
Well, and just one other thing, I would want to get this on record too, because I know you've talked to Andrew Breitbart a little bit too, right? Correct?
No, I never talked to Mr. Breitbart.
Oh, you didn't? You never talked? Okay, I thought he talked to you on the phone. I know Eddie's talked to him a bit. Okay, well then you don't have any you don't have any opinion there then. Yeah, I mean that's good to see.
No, I don't have an opinion about Mr. Breitbart. I actually don't. I can't say anything about Mr. Breitbart. If he's seeking for the truth, then we're two of a kind. But actually, to say I talked to Mr. Breitbart, no, I haven't.
Okay, well, yeah, no, that's interesting. I thought that just shows, you know, like I say, some of the reporters are trying to make it out like Breitbart was behind this, but it's funny. I thought you talked to him even a little bit, but you haven't, and obviously he wasn't there, and I didn't even know that. So that's good to get on the record too. I know you're driving, and I appreciate you taking the time, Willie, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good night now.
You too.